Welcome to Mountain Women Radio with your host, Tammy Traer. Tammy is an author, writer, and integrative health practitioner dedicated to helping her listeners enjoy life and family. Listen as she shares her extensive knowledge on homesteading, off-grid living, wilderness survival, and living a faithful, simple life. Find a comfortable seat, grab your favorite beverage, and prepare to be encouraged.
Hey my friends, welcome to Mountain Woman Radio. I am your host, Tammy Traer, and today is episode number 257. And today we are going to talk about the grass is not greener on the other side. The grass is greener where it's watered. Think about that. I think that's a really important thing to think about and also ponder how that plays out in your life. You know, oftentimes we are comparing ourselves to the neighbors, the Joneses. We're trying to keep up with others. We're wishing and desiring to be or do or have other things. And, you know, we're always looking on the outside and wanting something better instead of nurturing what we have. And, you know, I wanted to talk about this today because I know that there's a lot of people out there that desire to make change, to do things, to, you know, start a homestead, to move to remote property. I will be the first to tell you, my family and I are desiring to embark on a trip to Alaska. We are patiently waiting for the doors to open. And as we are patiently waiting, we are watering the grass where we are. We are preparing to plant some things and get some additional things set up on the homestead where we are. And I want to encourage you guys, you know, if your best laid plans aren't coming to fruition, there may be a reason for it. You know, we desire to wait on God's timing rather than trying to make things happen ourselves. And sometimes that waiting can be hard. And sometimes, you know, your best desires and plans not happening can be disappointing. But at the same time, if you sit there and wallow in the fact that you can't have what you're desiring and you have something that's really good already, why don't you nurture what you have? So, with that being said, you know, if you're on an acre lot and you're limited and you wanted to live in, and have a homestead and you wanted animals and you can't do all that, what can you do where you are? I think that that's something that we all need to ask ourselves is, you know, what can we do where we are? What can we do with what we have? There's so much that we can all do for ourselves in our current circumstances. It's just a matter if we want to be, you know, seeing those opportunities, seeing what's available to us, and diving into those things. So as we wait and wait on God's timing and wait on better things to come our way, let's live life and let's make where we are and what we're doing a really great thing. So often I hear people, you know, not willing to embark on anything because they're waiting for the doors to open. And to me, that's a lot of wasted time. Like even for us, you know, we're desiring to move. So what are we doing? We're downsizing. We're preparing for that journey when those doors open so that we are ready. We are being proactive. We are organizing. We are downsizing. We are selling things we don't need. And we're also adding on to our tiny home. We are getting our mill up and running. We're doing all kinds of things in the meantime to make where we are better. You know, the greenhouse may go up. We've got a lot planned. And regardless where we are, we're going to continue to live life and make life and our surroundings the best they can be. And I want to encourage you guys to do the same. You know, things are really different right now. Our world is upside down, sideways, and confused. There's a lot of change in our world. There's a lot of things that have, you know, gotten more expensive. And maybe there are some things that are harder to do because you can't afford to do them. But it could also be that maybe it's a time where you need to learn how to do some of those things yourself. So maybe you wanted to, let's just say, for example, let's use adding on to our home as an example. You know, maybe that's something that you would have liked to do, but you aren't able to afford to hire a contractor because the cost of hiring a contractor is so extremely expensive, and the materials and all of that. So learning how to do some of those things yourself to be able to make that project something that happens for you. Bartering with somebody who does have those skills. I'm sure that you have some skills that could be utilized and bartered in exchange. Finding those right people. Helping friends out. Your friend might have the talents to add on to your home, and you might have talents to maybe just help him bring in lots of firewood for the year. Whatever the case may be, but you know, we've got to get back into thinking about bartering and trading services and lending a hand and just helping one another. Because I believe that we are going to hit a point where that's where it's at. And if you really think about it, when you think back on our ancestors and all they had to do without the modern day conveniences and, you know, not always having the help they needed, they persevered, they pushed through, they figured it out, they found a way. And I think that our society today has gotten so far away from that, that when things do occur, you don't even know what to do. And I want to remind you to start thinking differently, start looking at things differently, and start realizing, you know, where we're headed and the importance of having these abilities, these skills, and that mindset. It's important for us to do what we can for ourselves and to continue to live a good life, making things that we want happen, happen, and just figuring out ways to make it happen. I hope that all makes sense. That was a lot of happenings, but I think you know what I'm saying. And connecting with the right people, you've heard me say that a lot. There's really great value in connecting in your local community. If the people there are people that you connect with and that you can relate to, you know, being able to do that is very helpful because it enables you to utilize each other's skill sets. Because we can't all have all the skill sets. You know, the mountain man's very mechanically inclined. I'm very technologically inclined. So we complement each other in a lot of ways. And we're both willing to delve into both sides of that equation, but each of us have skill sets that excels over the other. Being able to share those skill sets and helping one another is vital. And, you know, honing in on your family too. We have a lot of people in our community that have large families, and take a look at the skills that your children have. You know, we are all blessed and given gifts, and there's purpose in that. Let them shine. You know, let them use their skills. Let them hone in on their skills and let them shine. But nurture the place where you are. The grass, like I said, is not greener on the other side. It's greener where it's watered. So that plays a role in not only, you know, making your space, your home, a better place, but also watering those skill sets your children have or your spouse has, and encouraging them to really hone in on those skills and to improve and to grow. I just think it's really important for us all to be growing right now and not in a heap worrying about what's coming, what's next, what the world's coming to, but making something of ourselves, making something of our lives, being what we want in the world, and living a good life. And I truly believe that in order to live a good life in the world we live in, it's going to be us grabbing a hold of the reins and making it happen. So this is a short and sweet episode today. So I just want to encourage you to start watering the grass where you're at. And let that be something that you're doing in all aspects of your life. Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, along with, you know, your family, your homestead, and all that you've got going on. Nurture what you have. Make it good and build upon where you're at if you can't go somewhere different and that was your desire. A lot of times, you know, our dreams are viewed to be external, but we can make them internal in regard to making our dreams happen right where we are and not having to wait for everything to line up is the other thing. You know, oftentimes we're waiting for things to line up perfectly. Step out in faith, step out of your comfort zone, because that's where it's all at. That's where the good stuff happens all the time. So that's my message for you today. I hope it was helpful. Enjoy the rest of your day. I look forward to seeing you guys on the next episode. You guys take care and God bless.
Thank you for joining us today on Mountain Women Radio, where you can learn something new every week. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we encourage you to join us on faithledliving.com and faithledlearning.com. Be sure to connect with us on iTunes and leave a review. This will help us reach even more people. Until next time, keep learning, laughing, and living.